Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Now, when we say professional sports people, we tend to think of people we've heard of. But there are many, many people who are professionals, but not household names, and crucially, depend on playing to make their living. Sofia Shapotova is a pro tennis player. She's ranked 371 in the world and has launched a petition arguing that people like her need help. Sofia, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Could you describe for us in a typical non-COVID year, how would you make your living?
Well, normally when you are so low ranked and you are not making the cut on the Grand Slam events, you are usually also coaching on a side and playing different types of club league matches and prize money tournaments so you can afford to play professionally. That's your main income, because by playing professional tournaments at this level, you basically go in minus.
Right. Okay. And but of course, you're not guaranteed if you're going to come away with any prize money.
Exactly. If you are losing first round, let's say on 25,000 event, which is already professional and you are actually considered professional, and you are losing the first round match, you are looking at the income of $9. And we all know that's not even a good meal. So, and obviously you have to pay for the hotel and the flight and the travel expenses. Some of us pay for coaches and EDC and... Yeah, so mostly you lose money unless you win a tournament. And obviously in tennis, it's very difficult to win 30 tournaments a year. So
right. You
are basically playing in minus. Yeah.
So would it be the case for someone in your position that you have to kind of go, well, can I afford to go to this tournament? Because I might come home with nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if we're actually just playing tennis and we're not succeeding to go on a higher level pretty quick, we for sure have to have some side income. And mostly players are playing club matches in Germany, Italy, and France. Basically, the system is you play, like, you represent one club who competes against another and you get paid for this. This is not a professional competition, but, well, that's some sort of side income. And also you can always play pro-am tournaments and exhibition matches, and you can coach always. So first you kind of gain money to go and spend that money to be able to gain ranking points. Then if you don't gain enough ranking points, you go back again to gaining money, and then, like, you kind of go in a circle till you either make it, either, well, something goes wrong and you just stop to play professionally, basically.
Mm. And as I said in my introduction, you're number 371. How many tennis players just would be in a similar situation to you then?
Well, let's say everyone that's lower 150 in the world, which is actually pretty high, and it's very, very decent level of tennis, will have problems. People from like top 150 to top 250 will have a bit less problems, but they will still struggle. But everyone that will go lower 250 in the world will be in a very, very difficult position. And I want to remind you that there are 1,200 people only in women's ranking, women's professional ranking, and 1,900 in men's professional ranking. So it's many people. It's 90% of the sport, basically.
Right. Okay. So it's well over a 1,000 women and 1,000 men then who find themselves.
Yeah,
in this
exactly.
Position. So you have launched a petition, and who is, if you like, the petition aimed at? Who do you want to see this petition?
Well, basically every existing tennis organization, but more international tennis federation, which is IDF, because they are managing the biggest part of the lower ranked tournaments, and they are also holding for Grand Slam. And basically lower ranked players play more events like 15,000, 25,000, 60,000, 100,000. So they are managing these players more than WTA and ATP. So my petition is more for their attention. But obviously, if bigger other organizations like WTA and ATP can help players, like, it's basically a cry for help. So if anyone has the wish to help professional tennis players, which is very weird to hear, obviously, that a professional athlete needs help. But yeah, if it's basically a cry for attention, cry for help. It's to be heard and maybe to be helped.
Mm. And do they have the cash reserves to help you?
Well, honestly, I'm not really like a professional accountant. I really don't know the big numbers, like what the organization owe, but I'm pretty sure they also need some players to be as an organization. They also need us to hold the tournament in the future. So I think they have obviously more resources than players to help us. And even if they don't have like cash, I'm pretty sure they can manage to do something to help us or find a way. I mean, there can be created many options. There should be a wish. And I am convinced that if 50% of the player will not exist and if players cannot continue to play tennis, the sport will disappear itself. I mean, I said it many times already in 2 weeks' time that there are many top players that are actually stars and they're gathering crowds. But as I said, 90% of the tennis struggles now. And if even half of that number quits to play, tennis will not exist as it is. So I do think there should be some measures taken to help these players.
Mm. So you think people will just kind of go, sod this, and they'll just walk away from tennis altogether?
Well, the problem is I know many people who already cannot just go and start to play. Like many of us need to just work first to gain money to go to play because not only the tennis tournaments are stopped, most countries have forbidden workout outside. Tennis clubs are closed, gyms are closed, so there is no chance that you can actually gain money in some way to be able to play after. So first thing first, you will need to gain some money to go on the tournament. So obviously, if there are no players going on the tournament, there's no need to hold the tournament.
Right. Okay. So that in turn, that will affect the amount of people. But I assume people who are lower than you on the rankings are making hardly any money at all anyway.
Exactly. But yeah, exactly. That's the problem. But right now, that's the special situation. The people who are very low ranked, they don't make money anyway, but they still gain money on the club matches and prize money tournaments to help themselves to go up in the ranking. Now they cannot do that because everything is cancelled. And as I just said, tennis clubs are closed. They cannot coach as well and give lessons to gain that money. So these players will not be all their life 700 or 800 in the world. They also will go up, obviously, in the ranking. Well, or someone who is not that good, they will quit. But still, usually they have the opportunity to gain money to support their sports career in some way. Now it's a very, very special situation because there's no opportunity like this. And that's why I said maybe it's just this one special time and one special occasion that maybe our organization, our governing bodies will take care of us. Because obviously, like, the problem here is that we're actually not a contractor, we're a freelancer, so that legally doesn't oblige them to do something for us. But also, we pay a lot of fines, and we have a lot of rules which we follow. We pay the licenses, entry fees on every single tournament. We pay the biggest tax possible on every tournament to every single country. And also, the problem here is not like solely tennis problem. I was speaking to many lawyers as an athlete. There are some programs that governments launch to help people that need it the most, and tennis players will never go in, never qualify as that people because we pay taxes and we pay big taxes. So if I go to my government and I tell them, look, I really need help because I don't have money at all. Like, I don't have savings, I don't have any type of income, and I just need help. They will tell me that throughout last 12 months, you've been paying taxes in Germany, in France, in Italy, in USA, and you've been paying the biggest tax possible. So if you have that much income that you're paying that tax, that you don't go as a poor person who needs the help. So it's like basically lose-lose situation. So obviously, tennis federations and organizations are not obliged by law to help us. But by the way we are paying and by the way we are working, governments are also not obliged to help us. So it's kind of like we're kind of stuck in the middle where also people don't understand because in some perfect world, everyone thinks that once you grab a tennis racket in your hand, you're basically a millionaire. And unfortunately, that's not the case. 90% of the players are not. And in fact, they're working very, very hard to support themselves as a tennis players. So, I don't know how it's going to happen. It's just a really difficult situation. And what makes it so difficult is we're facing something that we never did, actually. It's basically like a war position, but we don't have a war. We're just closed at home, and we have no resources to do anything. So basically all we can do is talk. And just as many people, like as many freelancers and small businessmen who are trying to figure out the way, basically I'm trying to do the same. I'm trying to see if someone can do something about it, or if I can do something about it, or if anyone can actually.
It's a hard old life, I must say. Even without this, it must be a hard, very difficult to make a living from it. Is it for yourself? How long do you think you'll keep being a tennis player until you give up?
I really don't know, because I also had a couple of times in my life that I didn't want to continue to play as a tennis player because I also had my shares of injuries, and I don't know. It's something like, obviously I'm not young, very young for this sport. I just really love to play, and honestly I have an education and a possibility to work and do something else in my life. It's basically, as long as I'm staying healthy and I still enjoy it, I will always try and find a way to do it. You know, for some players try and strive to win Grand Slams, and some just love to play, you know, like, and it just always depends on the state of mind you're in, because professional sport is a very hard thing. It's followed by injuries and requires a lot of mental strength. So you have to be able to go from loss to loss. And also, like I described a bit, the situation in professional tennis, it's really not that easy. So it always depends how you wake up in the morning. Maybe I just wake up tomorrow and I say, okay, I'm done, and I'm just done doing this. Or maybe the opposite, like this lockdown will finish and I'll just feel young again.
Yes. Well, we wish you the very best of luck, Sophia, and thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Sophia Shapotova, a professional tennis player. We're going to take a break after that. So you think you're an adult.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.